Yep.
Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
After I lost my WWE Championship in the first Elimination Chamber, I could have packed it up. I could have gone home. I could have cried. I could have looked for sympathy. But that's something that all of you would have done. You're all like big, fat failure turtles. Big, fat failure. Big, fat failure. Big, fat failure. Failure. Big fat failure. Big fat failure. Big fat failure. Failure.
Marvelous.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. This is the Thanksgiving edition of the North American Wrestling Connection. And as you can see or probably hear, we have a festival bounty of goodies that we're eating tonight. First of all, with the Corn on the Cob's VRM.
No hockey this weekend. I'm a sad RPI hockey fan.
And then in front of the Cranberries, we have Typho.
I think I'm going to bring out the turkey carcasses to channel the spirit of the Bash and Booger and the Head Shrinkers.
In front of the stuffing, we have DJ.
In Rey Mysterio's new book, he wrote that Tommy Dreamer thought he was a girl the first time he met him and wanted to take him out on a date. I guess we know what Triple H felt like when he first met China.
And in front of the turkey is Nikki Haman.
Unfortunately, though, after tomorrow night, I will probably be closer to the smashed potatoes. But I can't go into details. Whoa! Let's see.
I got
3 minutes and 15 seconds. That's got to be a freaking record.
No, it's not. Didn't we have a failure intro that we...
That was only because it was Barker.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was because it
was
fourth.
Yeah, and fourth no longer counts.
First, second, third, fifth? It doesn't work anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm
going to
pause and shoot me.
Jason Block is not here at the moment. He will be joining us later on in the program. And hopefully some other people will be joining us later in the program. Brief note, normally when we do Around the Horn, we hear a whole bunch of sounds, but because Blog Talk Radio sucks, most of my Around the Horn sounds got deleted, except for this.
Buy or sell.
And this. And this.
Well, technically the win sound and the ding aren't just around the horn sounds. They're like general sounds. We play win like at least
once
twice
every
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and when we're doing picks, you'll hear the ding at least once when someone decides they don't give a shit about a match. So,
yeah.
Really can't call those just around the horn. And then, damn it, who opened the friggin' window in here? It's freaking cold out.
Oh my.
Thank you, Michael Cole.
Vintage
and
Cole.
Yes. Oh my. Vintage Michael Cole. Let's talk Turning Point, shall we, to kick off the show? No? All right, then, what else do you guys want to talk about? All right, let's talk about Turning Point.
Turning Point.
From all points, a really good pay-per-view.
And I was too busy doing homework to watch it.
I couldn't even find a torrent to download it off of.
Yeah, my internet crapped out on me. I had a live stream going, but it was very, very choppy, and then it got shut down. And then the only one that was good, they wanted you to pay $4 for, and, well, I'm too cheap.
I found one where they wanted you to donate $1, but I'm not donating anything to them.
I had a gig that night.
Okay, we're fine. All right, let's kick things off. There is no pre-show match, so we'll start with the X Division match, which was...
There was a dark match.
What was the dark match?
It was a knockouts match. Let me pull up the... it was, I think, Hamada versus Alyssa Flash. Where,
with Hamada winning, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now we talk about the X Division match, which was Homicide versus Amazing Red. And unfortunately for me, Don West got his license back, he got everything else back, and Amazing Red kept the title. And it's 7 minutes in and everybody's silent. That means we're in for a really good show tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, give it about another however much longer it'll take to get to the pay-per-view, then we'll start getting louder.
Now that West has his license and everything back, I guess he spent some time back at the old hotel bar after that sale on the website last night. He was giving away merchandise.
I'm pissed. I got there at 12:04 and it was too late. I actually clicked the button to add it to my cart and then it went to the Shop TNA homepage and I was very disappointed.
What did they give away?
12 DVDs, a t-shirt, 5 autographs, 2 random TNA gifts. Am I leaving something out, Typho?
Seems like there was something else.
There was something else in there, too. But it was for $40.
A date with
Don West. And the partridge in the pear tree.
So what did you get on the first day of Christmas?
Boot to the head.
Yeah. The radio stations are already playing Christmas carols.
Nah.
Christmas carols suck.
Especially in November.
I have a friend who actually listens to Christmas music all year round.
He is a sick individual.
That guy's a fool. Wouldn't surprise me if his name is Brandon Toll, no less. Anyways, moving on.
Oh.
Actually, his first name is Brandon, but it's not the Brandon that we know. Continue.
Continue, please.
As I grab dinner. Knockouts tag match. DJ, who do you think would win?
You know what? Pass.
You're not supposed, you're not allowed to not give a shit after it happened.
Okay, I guess I did pick the beautiful people.
And who's the fool?
You fool!
No.
I'm the fool. That's right.
You're the fool.
I underestimated TNA. I thought that they would give Lacey Von Bach a belt and just let her stand in the corner and look beautiful as she is. But, they just decided to keep the belts where they were.
Which was smart TNA booking.
You mean Russo actually got one right?
Yep. BRM, Jason, Typho got 1 point for that one. Josh, Nikki, and myself got a half point because we didn't give a shit. And DJ pulled a DJ.
Hey, if we're in golf scores, I win because I have the lowest score.
And let me ask the judges. Judges, are you playing golf? You thinking about it? Oh, we're not. DNA tag match. Nikki, remind me of the normal rule of the triple threat match.
Win goes to the minority.
That's what happened.
Thank you very much.
Was crime time in this match?
Then it'd be a majority. Or they just steal it.
Crime time doesn't win titles. They just win title shots.
And they're promptly forgotten.
Mm-hmm. So, and they pinned the Guns. With assistance to Kevin Nash.
I don't get that whole deal. Kevin Nash with the World Elite. Another
get a paycheck somehow.
It's just another example of overbooking by Vince Russo. I mean, he wants to rip Eric Young's head off, and I know they explained it away yesterday on Impact, but that's a far-fetched explanation. I don't buy it one bit. And if anything, I don't know, just keep Nash away from Eric Young and the whole World Elite. If you're not going to have a main event mafia, maybe I don't even know what you do with them. Just keep them off the TV until until Hogan comes back.
Can you give me a fork, please, Garrett? So that means VRM gets no points. Jason gets one. He didn't care. Josh is the only one who gets the two. DJ gets none. Typo gets one. Nikki gets one. I get zilch.
And the boot to the head.
Didn't I have beer money over the Guns?
No. Yeah, you did have beer money over the Guns. That means you should have one, but it doesn't matter in the long run, and I'll explain why. Kong versus Tara. Those of us who like common sense thought Tara should have gone over. Well, they were right.
Common sense.
Common sense in wrestling? Listen to yourself, man.
Wait, logic in wrestling?
Are you keeping that sound effect?
Huh?
Was
Are we keeping it?
Was that a new sound effect or was that you? Cool.
That is a real sound effect.
Keep it.
Okay. Tara won via Luthez press off the top rope.
Huh?
Yeah. And she calls out ODB.
Was the roll up taken for the night or something?
No, I applaud backslides.
Shades of Online Onslaught and Ricky Ortiz.
Thus.
VRM Zero, Jason got it right. Josh didn't get it right. DJ took the half. Typho got it right, and Nikki and me failed to see any logic.
Yeah, that or we tried to put logic to it, and, well...
Wrong logic.
And me with a master's in mythology.
Mm-hmm. So Team 3D and Mayan Rhino versus Matt Morgan, Hernandez, and the Pope. And BRM is laughing. And he is, because the rest of us all got this.
Ouch.
Team 3D and Rhino won. Jim didn't care, so he got a full point. Then we get to Lashley versus Steiner.
Gee, I should have just stuck with what I hoped would happen on this one.
Yes, another response of this.
Whoa! That's across the freaking board, I think.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, Nikki. Me, you, VRM all took the half because we didn't care.
That's true. Which is probably a good thing because, once again, logic fails.
Angle versus Desmond Wolfe. People call this one match of the night.
And probably the only reason that I would have wanted to see this pay-per-view.
Yeah. And guess who won?
The fans.
And so did Kurt Angle. So BRM, Nikki, and myself got a point. Everybody else, a goose egg. And then the main event. And AJ Styles holds on to his belt and retains by pinning, I think it was Joe.
Yep.
Which is why now Daniels is now clamoring for a title shot.
Yep. So BRM, Jason, Josh, Typho, Nikki all get a point, and DJ and myself are left out in the cold. Well, with those scores, let's take a look at them. In last place is DJ.
No comment.
None needed.
In second to last place, hi there. Then we had Josh with 4.5, who's not here. Then at 5, we have a 3-way tie with Jason, who's not here. We have Typho, who's here. And Nikki, who's here. And so the winner of 5.5, and your new NAWC Fizzleweight Heavyweight Champion of the World, me! Ha ha ha! BRM tested positive for steroids, so I keep the belt. Ha ha!
I! Liar! Liar.
Yeah, you're right. BRM wins.
Two to go. I need two more. But of course, I'm probably going to lose it now this week because I'm probably just going to lose it this week. So.
Mm-hmm. Anybody know where Jason is, Nikki?
He was attending an event tonight that is going to run a little late. I'm not sure what time he is actually going to jump in. He just wanted us to push around the horn back.
Okay.
Because he does want to participate, and since he perennially makes it to the finals and then I kick his ass. I humbly ask that we honor that request.
Or at least he makes it out of bounds.
Yes.
Sounds like a good idea to me. Let's talk about some MSG.
It's the garden.
Were they at Madison Square Garden this week? I wouldn't have known.
Yes.
They should really promote that better.
Yeah. How cool was the non-set?
Yeah, I always enjoyed the little short side entrance way when they use it.
That's a great big thumbing of the nose to the union guys that work at the Garden. I heard a story a while back that when they did WrestleMania 20 there, that the union guys broke about 5 figures worth of equipment Okay. Screw you guys. That's the non-set. Not sure if that's real, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Knowing Vince, probably wouldn't surprise me either.
Knowing unions, doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. However, good news is for that short set for everyone is that they sold about 5,000 more tickets.
Mm-hmm. Because they knew they could sell that place out.
Mm-hmm. And we have Roddy Roddy Piper's guest host.
Yay!
I'm sure Vince was sitting back thinking, I bet we could have packed in that 40,000 Kevin Nash had in here if we had Jimmy Fallon hosting.
Only if Jimmy Fallon did a Kevin Nash impersonation.
Only if he guaranteed us a Kevin Nash Bob Backlund rematch.
Still wouldn't throw out the 1,000 seats that are in the impact zone.
Ooh.
And to be perfectly honest, that's a match I don't want to see ever again.
But we saw... please move on.
We have Santino Morella versus Chavo Guerrero for our match. And we have the death of one of the worst gimmicks of all time.
Boogeyman?
No. Gimmick infringing Hornswoggle.
Oh, allow me. Don't Pedigree the Midget. Pedigree the Midget.
There's nothing that makes me smile more than Hornswoggle abuse.
I'm for it, too.
ABL beating him down in the cage, and I'm happy.
Nah, JBL throwing the garbage can at him at Mania. That was epic.
Don't worry, though. He'll be back when Vern Troyer mini-me has... Monday Night Raw in a few weeks.
Oh.
Well, Troyer didn't
Wait, Vern is Vern Troyer is going to be a guest host?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they've already announced the schedule. Dennis Miller is going to host the Slammy Awards Monday Night Raw edition on December 14th. I think Vern Troyer hosts the 7th. Of course, Jesse Ventura hosts next week, and then there's one more in between that they announced.
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban is
going to
be hosting it in Dallas.
Are you
maybe they'll get a Ring of Honor plug.
Are you going to be at the Dallas Raw Typho?
I'm planning to be there, yeah.
Okay, now we actually want to see a real Tuesday Night Typho sign, not the one that you had one of your minions make up at a Raw.
That was a real sign. That's good enough.
By the way, if we could right now, if this was a video podcast, I would play in a constant loop right behind us. The midget being pedigreed all night long.
Go to the...
Ask for the
GIF. If it's not up already, I'll be sorely disappointed.
Oh, no, check WrestleCrap.
Want me to put that? You want me to look into that?
Yeah, I'm looking into it right now. So while me and Nikki are going over there, you know what we're going to do?
Hmm.
I don't know. Let's, Well, what are we going to do?
You two are going
to do the Mario. Do the Mario.
Stop that.
No. Anyway, I think we're a little late on getting to this one, but something that I forgot to mention, I forget if it was last week or the week before, or a lot at the beginning of the month, actually. But Kappa Amy's got a new animation.
And a new fan.
Who's the new fan?
Kofi.
Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Street Fighter Kofi Smashes Randy Orton's ride?
Yes.
Kofi Kingston actually sent a tweet to Kappa Ame and complimented him about it. Kappa Ame posted that on his page.
Kofi
awesome.
Kofi says, quote, good stuff, man. You are really talented. Keep it up, unquote.
Let's see.
It really sucks having a computer that goes that only has 512 megabytes of RAM.
Well, you should just let me do it. I've got 2 gigs and half a terabyte under the hood, so I'm good.
All right, go for it.
On an animated pics and GIFs, see if it shows up there.
I have noticed recently somebody put in their signature the old GIF of the Miz shooting Hornswoggle with the T-shirt gun.
Comedy gold.
So the way he flops on the ground after he gets hit makes it great.
On Hornswoggle. Just make it like midget punishment every week. That would be awesome.
It would be a lot better than him beating Chavo Guerrero every week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how hard the IWC would mark if Hornswoggle just gets killed every week? They could make it. I know Vince isn't up on the times and he's not up with current trends. He could probably just say that I just discovered South Park and he can make Hornswoggle his new Kenny.
There you go.
I think.
Ugh. Okay. I didn't need to see that twice. Animated pics and the pics and gifts thread has a picture in here of Gene Snitsky with an Uber wedgie.
Ah!
Oh, that bitch. Anyway.
It wasn't his fault.
It wasn't. It was Viscerous.
He's Nicky.
Jeez,
Nikki, I thought you were gonna say it was a picture of Randy Orton wearing nothing but a fanny pack.
No, but I think I know who took that picture.
Pull the handle for that one.
Please elaborate.
A mutual friend of ours who I will not mention her name. Had taken a picture. Okay, that's even sicker. I'm going to skip that one. I'll save you guys the brain bleach.
Save it to your hard drive?
No, I do not need a picture on my hard drive of The Undertaker wearing the butterfly belt.
Oh.
Like for real, or is it Photoshop?
Glorious Photoshop.
Because these days you can't be too sure with The Undertaker.
There it is. I found it. Random Picks and Gifts thread, page 4. It took them that long. Tisk.
What is the picture you were looking for?
I was looking for the animated GIF of Triple H pedigreeing Hornswoggle.
Oh, okay. Because I got cut off just a few minutes ago, and I had to call back in, so I didn't know what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you need it, animated picks, random picks and GIFs request thread, page 4, about 2/3 of the way down. And most of the pictures on this page are safe. They have the glow stick throwing night for poor Jericho. Some picks with Punk and Mickey James. Random.
Yes, being pushed at the moment.
Yeah, random guest number 52 that showed up in the garden and hugged all the divas. And the TLC poster.
It's just weird that the TLC poster looked like a horrible version of the WrestleMania logo.
Eh.
Thank you.
But I knew, but I had seen the logo previously in one of the magazines, so.
Mm.
But,
all right.
Sorry.
Just trying to remember what all happened at the Raw, so off to All My World of Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
All my friends are either dead or bald. I like the dead ones, not so much the bald ones. whatever weed Piper is on, I really want some.
I thought we bought steak sauce.
Of course, there was the opening with the Iron Sheik. He didn't seem too happy to hear Hulk Hogan's name mentioned as usual.
The Iron Sheik.
Somebody earned their overtime pay having their finger pulsating over the the blip button, but luckily they didn't have to use it.
I'm going to assume it took them over 100 takes to get a clean version of that.
Yeah, you're right. It probably was pre-taped, huh?
Sure. And we're lucky that on Raw, you only had to hear his name once. You watch Impact, and you'll hear it 120 times.
And that's just for each match.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, here's the segment because I missed it. That's because I had something else better to do at that time. Roddy Piper introduced Hollywood actor Luis Guzman. Anybody know where he comes from?
I recognize him, but I didn't know from what.
All right.
He was in Boogie Nights, Waiting. What else was he in? I've seen him in a lot of stuff.
Apparently, he's plugging his new movie, Old Dogs, which sucks, probably. Roddy Piper then introduced his guest, the Iron Chef, but instead the Iron Sheik showed up with the Bella Twins holding him up. Luis Guzman greeted the Sheik by saying, "I remember when Hulk Hogan," and the Sheik goes off on a crazy anti-Hogan rant.
Complete with action figures.
Yep. And then the Bell Twins came back and all of them did the Live from New York, It's Monday Night Raw thing.
Yay!
Proving what John thing. Morrison's point right.
Well,
yeah.
The fact that segment was more entertaining than any SNL in the last 10 years, you gotta give them points for that.
Yeah. Let's see. We talked about Santino Morello. Oh, we did talk about Mike the Miz. We did talk about the Miz beating MVP to retain the U.S. title.
A shame.
Oh, and
clean
by the way,
victory.
Sherry. By the way, Sherry Shepherd was there as well.
Which is why I almost expected them to move the belt. Just
yep.
So we can watch her mark out and jump into the ring and hug the daylights out of MVP, and then Mark Henry come down and hug the daylights out of her.
All right, and to continue with the D-list celeb extravaganza.
Seriously.
We have the Divas title match. Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock and Best Week Ever was the guest ring announcer. He got an extensive introduction with a bunch of funny, bogus accomplishments. I did the air quotes for funny, by the way. Mm-hmm. Calling him the greatest athlete in the world. And Alicia Ponsonby juggles to introduce her as the next WWE Divas champion, and he refused to do that, so he just introduced that it'll be a lumberjill match. So, in the words of Bachelor Party, all you prepubescent pukes out there, start your boners. And And, well,
good thing
Lena Perez.
All the SmackDown divas just happened to be there.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Melina won, so we can move on. In the ring, it was a Piper McMahon segment. I blanked out.
There was some good news in there that you missed. Put your finger on the win button real quick.
Huh?
Vince McMahon announced that he has retired from active ring competition. That's not the sound I wanted, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry.
You.
Blackhawks fail.
But I celebrate the fact that we will never have to watch Vince McMahon try to wrestle. I appear to be alone.
And how cool was it when Sheamus came out and beat up Mark Eaton and Jerry the King Lawler?
I'm always all for Lawler getting kicked in the face.
So now we got Michael Cole being joined by Matt Stryker. Already,
yay,
the commentary's just gotten bearable.
The work rate at the announce table just doubled.
They talked about Stryker being there because he lives in New York. It's too bad JBL wasn't in his new hometown.
I'm waiting for him to guest host one night. I'm surprised we have not seen him yet.
Didn't we hear that JBL was doing this MMA thing?
He's done with it, I think.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that fell through.
So we had a singles match between Jack Swagger and Evan Bourne. Always good when those two team up or compete.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No.
Hold it.
No.
Mom, will you care to repeat that awful pun that you just said? And boy, does Jack have a swagger.
Oh, yeah.
Lame.
Yes,
that's,
I agree with them.
Right
the, lame.
That's right up there with what makes me, Randy.
Hit the button.
That's good. I'll take that.
Swagger when you walk?
No. Nine 905, you're on the air.
Hello?
Krista!
Krista!
Yay, me.
Welcome to the show, Trista.
Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome. And, ladies and gentlemen, in the business, we like to call that a good reprieve from an awful joke to one of our favorite guests on our show.
Yay.
Now we get Reddy Piper in the ring. Oh, by the way, Jack Swagger won. So let's talk about that awesome MSG moment from Randy Orton and Kofi Kingston.
Somebody's timing was just a little bit off.
Yeah, Randy Orton had to hold up on that pun a little bit there and then just kind of did a little push to the head with his foot.
What followed after that was a good few minutes of awesomeness.
Mm-hmm.
Led up to the start of the awesomeness, not so much. But then again, it is Randy Orton.
Yep.
Which means I don't have to forgive him. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch Raw this week, Trista?
Yes. Pretty sure I did.
Your thoughts on that Kofi Kingston beating the living crap out of Randy Orton moment?
Didn't see that.
Hooray! In my book.
I heard it was good. I saw Randy Orton do like the WTF to like the production crew for like not cueing the music at the right time.
My quad is. Why didn't they just play the music while he's getting ready to load up? Why do they have to play the music when he starts his run? That's pretty risky.
It's a running.
Oh,
why are they playing the music at all?
Yeah.
That's true.
Ask Batista.
Because that music is supposed to strike a bit of fear into people. But yes, when you hear Jamaican music, you should be afraid of Kofi Kingston. Because he might make it
you
crazy.
The hitting was supposed to stop Orton in his tracks and turn around. But since it didn't happen, he was just kind of waiting and waiting. Decided to start the punt process and still nothing.
By the way, Typho, who is this Batista that you speak of? I only know a Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones.
Yes. That man.
Well, and I should explain that one to everybody. On WrestleCrap, Hardy Reynolds has decreed that Batista's name will be forever has been changed. Thereby, he will only be known as Basketball Jones.
And there's a filter that changes his name to Basketball Jones.
Oh, my Lord.
Come this Sunday, he'll be needing his name back.
RG, what the fuck? Can we actually fail RG for that?
Please.
I second the motion.
I failed.
Trista, you're the mod. Can we fail him without getting banned?
Typho's a mod.
Typho?
Let's see. Considering he probably will never hear it, I'd say it's safe.
Yes, Artie, you probably will never listen to the show, but Blade Braxton will.
You won't remember it the next day, so it'll be all right.
Okay.
Well, by the way, Blade, your DVDs are in the mail.
As long as Madison doesn't find out.
Who gives a fuck about Madison anyways? His girlfriend has got him all tied up in the basement. She just goes down there every month and makes love to him.
By the way, if anybody does listen to this radio show, my forum name is Sigma Fan. So, yeah, make sure you go to that account, okay?
Now that's a win.
Give that man a car.
That's a win.
Mille grazie.
Oh, my word. Oh.
Hey, everybody. It's your buddy, your pal, Hardy Reynolds, here once again with the North American Wrestling Connection.
Now all I hear is gimmick infringement.
That's great. Let's talk about the main event.
What?
Yep,
what? Cena and Undertaker versus DX versus Jericho.
Who says you can't have WrestleMania in November?
You got druids and everything.
Were any of them set on fire, like last time they were at Madison Square Garden?
No.
Unfortunately,
sadly.
No, but one of them was mugged just outside after the show.
Nice.
And none of them were decowled like one that I saw at Kobo when they relaunched Saturday Night's Main Event.
So John Cena is WWE champion and Undertaker is the World Heavyweight Champion. That's what On My World of Wrestling said. So thanks for the obvious, guys.
Smart people on that website.
Yes. The finisher saw a Big Show break up a pedigree attempt by Triple H to John Cena, so a Big Show headbutted Triple H. Shawn Michaels superkicked the Big Show. Chris Jericho gave Michaels the code breaker. The Undertaker chokeslammed Chris Jericho. Triple H closed on the Undertaker over the rope, but then John Cena caught Triple H with the attitude adjustment and won the match. And for that, that deserves a...
And thus explains what happened next.
Undertaker jumped back in the ring and gave John Cena, Tombstone Piledriver!
I And I love the look on his face as soon as he delivered the tombstone to Cena. He's like looking at him like, man, you can't check me, man. I'm still on top. I'm the big dog. This is the Undertaker's yard. It was perfect, the look that he shot Cena.
And by the way, John Cena landed on his head.
And, Seidelman, you actually have something else that would have gone with that look.
Oh, right.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
But the one thing is, though, the Undertaker, John Cena no-sold neck surgery, so, I mean, you could probably dump him on his head every time and it wouldn't matter.
That's fine. Taker will do that all year round. I'm happy with that.
So Cena got tombstoned. Hornswoggle got pedigreed. All that was missing was like ending the show with Michael Cole being super kicked or something.
Hmm.
Oh, and Lawler got kicked in the face by Sheamus. So yeah, all
that
was missing was
you were gonna get.
That was the one reaction. They said, Sheamus, couldn't you have... Cole was right there. Couldn't you have taken Cole out instead? I think that's what got him the heat the most. Not that he kicked Jerry Lawler, it's just because he didn't kick Cole.
Because they knew if he kicked Cole, he'd get the biggest face pop of the night.
That's true.
No.
God. Sorry.
By the way, we have a special sound for that, Typho. You want to know what that is?
Sure.
A special wind sound for that. Isn't life fun, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Indeed.
I like these shows in which we have no direction. We're just all over the place. Those
yes.
are the best ones.
And watch the show go completely straight down the crapper when, let's see, when do we do our turkey thing again?
Whenever you like it. If you'd like to do it now, Jason won't complain.
Oh, by the way, breaking news. We got hero news. ECW, Nikki, go.
Thank you very much. We finally get to see the showdown between Paul Burchill and the Hurricane. If Paul Burchill wins, the Hurricane must unmask and prove to us that, yes, indeed, it's Charlie Haas. If the Hurricane wins, Paul Burchill must leave ECW. Now, I want a show of hands. Who actually thought Paul Burchill was going to win this match?
My hand
nope.
is up.
Your hand is up?
Did not want.
I don't watch ECW, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I only got one thing to say to you, Trista. What's up with that? But it was an excellent, excellent match. Mr. Burchill, I am surprised I did not see his ugly mug on SmackDown this week.
Ugly?
Why is it? It's not that ugly, but then I remember the HD set has no place to hang a rope. Thank you for getting that typo.
Somebody had to, I guess.
And would Katie Lee dress up as the buxom wench?
I'm sure they still have the costume.
Regal brought it with him. Never mind.
My thought was that they were going to have Burchill lose and come back as a villain, as the anti-superhero and battle the Hurricane, but alas, that will not happen.
No, but since he did the Ripper thing, as he started with the pirate and then he did the Ripper, which I presume was supposed to be a ninja thing, so is he going to do a zombie or a robot next? Zombie.
Can't do the zombie, that was Tim Morrison.
Well, if he is going to be a...
He'll steal Ryan Reeves' Terminator gimmick.
If he is going to be a zombie or a robot, it's going to be on the one show where nobody gets over.
Super
Monday Night Raw?
You mean the depths from which he came before?
Yeah.
Raw mid-card hell?
That's the word per Dave Meltzer this morning.
Oh, boy.
Primo might get a win or two.
just
in a dark match.
Justice be done on ECW, and the Hurricane is free to chase other villains. And I think his next target should be Abraham Washington.
Low key, please.
I'm feeling peckish. How about you guys?
What's that?
I'm feeling peckish.
Yes, please. Put the serve up a turkey.
All right. Well, you have it right in front of you.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to say that about you, man.
Oh. Then I should just announce that this is Mickey Heyman's last show.
Oh, man.
Join us in 2 weeks on December 4th when we have our next show, where she'll be replaced by Michael Cole.
Mm.
Oh, my.
So you're going to punish the rest of these guys. I'm sorry, folks.
That's why we have the WrestleCraft Sports Digest on Wednesday and Tuesday Night Typho on Tuesday. 100% Michael Cole free.
I can't guarantee my show is Michael Cole free.
Nikki, can you pass over the turkey, please?
Yeah, right here.
Get some turkey right here. VRM, you want some turkey?
I got some turkey breast in my fridge right now.
All right, here you go.
Good for it.
EJ, here's some turkey for you. Typho, here's some turkey. Trista, you celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada, don't you?
Thanksgiving was last month.
Well, here's some turkey for you anyway.
You guys got it backwards.
This is the first time I've ever had turkey. I usually eat Thanksgiving with John Madden, so we always get turducken.
Yeah. Turducken's a bomb.
By the way, I've heard... All right, so Stan's Jason, unfortunately, because you would have loved this list. Time for the top 25 biggest turkeys of the year. And here is Nikki Heyman for the criteria.
Really?
That's right. There is no criteria. Don't just gut feel. Let's go to it. Gotta love that applause. Number one, first guy on our list is Stan E. Kroenke.
You don't book your
Enos.
However,
you don't
he did...
book it.
Good.
You don't book your show for a wrestling event when your team has a chance of making the NBA playoff, especially if you're going in a conference championship.
To the man, I give him one credit. Batista and the basketball have reconciled.
In related news, the Izod Center will be hosting Raw every week from April through June.
What happens
VRM,
if
you're a Nets
fan? The playoff run.
Will the ring actually be open?
The Nets. Yeah, like the Nets are Magic. Like the Nets are magically going to go... 70-0 the rest of the season. I think not.
Well, being from Dallas, I've been led to believe that Devin Harris is nothing short of God himself, so he should be able to lead them back to the playoffs.
Trista, your thoughts on the whole Kroenke matter? Remember that one at the Staples Center?
No.
All right, moving on.
What are you talking about?
when Raw was booked in Denver. But the Nuggets
the
and Lakers, yes.
Yeah. Go Raptors, I guess. I don't know.
Atta girl.
I hate pro basketball, so.
Go Vancouver Grizzlies. Whoops.
They're like an hour.
They're away. The Memphis Grizzlies now.
I know, that was the joke.
Charlotte Hornets.
It wasn't.
Raptors.
Next up, Raka Khan, Crazy Jilted Lady.
And TNA's
nobody remembers her.
Yeah, but I find TNA crazier because it took them this long to fire her.
Waiting for
they
the
could
the...
bring her back now if they wanted to make Lacey Von Erich look like Bret Hart in the ring.
And it's pretty weird, too, when your gimmick name, Raka Khan, is worse than your real name, Trinasha Biggers.
But at least she could spell her real name.
We hope.
Yes, remember those that playing card incident.
Yes.
By the way, DJ, I haven't said this on air, but thank you for the ODB card.
Oh, you're welcome.
Number three, recent one, Lauren Mayhew, extremely crappy announcer.
I like Lauren Mayhew.
She looks pretty, but Jason and I want to remove her from her duties.
I actually don't think she's that bad because she sounds so different from all the other ring announcers that it actually almost fits in, if that sounds, I don't know. I just...
Well, yeah, she sounds different because she sucks.
I don't know. I don't think she's that bad.
I heard a better announcer Sunday at MPW, and he sounded like he was calling bingo numbers.
Jason could do a better job.
I like the different cadence.
I could do a better job on no sleep and no caffeine.
At least she hasn't botched a name yet.
She has.
Yes.
Give her time.
Called Vance Archer Lance Archer last night.
Oh, okay. I missed that one.
Oh, that's kind of close. He was Lance Rock.
The effort was there.
Jeff Harvey.
Alicia Keys.
Kofi Johnston.
Yeah. Scotty Goldman. Cabana's Kobe. Dimmest moment.
Just a poor guy in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's his fault.
Colt Cabana has this polka dot on his elbow pad, and it looks like the polka dot from Polka Dot Door that used to be all over Pokeroo. Right? Okay.
That's your random Canada reference, ladies and gentlemen.
I keep forgetting that, because I said it last week to my friend, and like, I don't know, everyone around us got it, but everyone around us was Canadian, so...
I'll try to do better. Colt Cabana was a guest at Infinity Pro Wrestling a few months ago, and I had the honor of taking a picture of him, the Irish Airborne, Carlton Kaz, Tommy Chill, and a couple of other independent wrestlers stealing cases of Coke Zero out of one of the coolers. like the bunch of doofuses they are.
Don't let CM Punk hear about this.
Just
no, he'd enjoy it because it wasn't. No. CM Punk was a character, not Pepsi.
No. Independent wrestlers work for Coke. You know this.
Kid Rock, musically no sold at WrestleMania 25.
Yeah. I agree with that one.
Cafe AMA summed it up with CM Punk snoozing in the ring.
Pretty much described his music for the past 10 years.
Although Santino dancing to You're So Hot after the Divas Battle Royal was pretty hilarious. I'll give him that. But the segment was too long, the musical number.
I was there at Raw the week before when he danced to it in his mankini.
Oh, God bless you.
Is that on the list, Silent?
No, because that was last year.
That's true.
It could have been on the list, but I got more that are worse. Besides, he was wearing underwear underneath it, so it didn't count. Mickey Rourke, unimpressive puncher.
Again, I cite Kappa Ame.
Yep.
As Jericho stood there with a little sweat bead going, seriously.
Yep. Trista?
Yes, Mickey Rourke and his punching.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it. So I was kind of intoxicated during WrestleMania. Not gonna lie.
I don't either.
Bloom Boy's parents. When is the parents of the year? All right.
Agreed.
They got their 15.
They were upstage this week when that dad was beating his one son, so his son hid in the oven, so the dad turned the oven on. That was
I did not hear that, and I'm sorry I have.
That is awful.
Well, Bloom Boy's parents, because they were mainly camera and reality whores. I mean, all the newscasts, all the channels were covering this footage. How about Al Sharpton? Guest host of Raw. Ratings dropped close to the lowest, almost the lowest of the year.
Hey, at least we had a cell and we had fighting on top of the cell.
I was just talking about Al Sharpton. Not the show itself, but Al Sharpton himself.
At least he was smart enough to stay backstage. Otherwise, I think somebody would have tried to shoot him.
It's a good thing Michael Hayes is with the SmackDown crew.
He would have found a way.
Now, here's I don't think, Trista, you'd get this one.
Okay.
Former Miss California Carrie Prejean, opposite sex supporter.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Oh.
Don't follow it, don't care.
Yeah.
She made this big stink at the Miss USA Awards.
Yeah, it's Perez Hilton, though. He's the one that blew it out of proportion.
Of course.
Because he could. And that's the only reason why I even got so much media attention in the first place.
Yeah. Speaking of, Lacey Von Erich, second-gen baby doll, Barbie doll.
And has about the same amount of moves.
Guess she isn't wrestle-licious, is she, Typho?
Hopefully one WrestleLicious gets their TV deal. You'll see how great Lacey Von Erich really is.
Compared to the rest of the chicks, probably.
And she's a trained wrestler from a wrestling family, not just a model off the street. That's got to tell you something about how bad she really is.
I got two words for you, Randy Orton.
What was that, Trista?
Was trained wrestler in air quotes?
Yes.
Okay.
I've seen her in a match on the indie scene, and she can be decent, but she just hasn't shown that yet, apparently.
Dragon Gate Monkey Scandal.
Okay.
The Dragon Gate Monkey Scandal. Don't spank the monkey. Don't tape explosives to the monkey.
Oh.
I think I missed this one, too.
No, we talked about it on the show.
Okay.
But enough about
the monkey.
Yes. We'll just skip the monkey because it's too sad to bring up.
All right.
Yes. Rosa Mendez, bad wrestler, worst ring announcer.
But great skipping partner with Zack Ryder.
Yes.
And Canadian.
They can frolic with the best of them.
And my idea was what they should have been doing is have him, like, in his dream sequence, he rubs noses with Rosa, or in his dream sequence, he's skipping with Rosa. And then when he comes out of his dream sequence, it's not Rosa. He finds out it's gold dust.
I would pay for that.
We thought
that
was the poor guy something to do.
Yeah.
And why am I not hearing Dreamweaver playing during these sequences? I protest.
Well, that's because they couldn't get the rights to the music.
Damn it.
Because Dreamweaver is not proper douchebag music.
Yeah. Angelina Love, illegal TNA and American worker.
I Another Canadian.
We gave her back to you, Trista.
But my question is this. Didn't she work? I just saw a note on ProWrestling.net that she was working at a New Jersey independent show a couple weeks ago. So how is she able to come back into the U.S. and work these shows but not work for TNA?
She must have got her thing worked out.
Yeah, because she has been and still, and like is right now working like U.S. independents and stuff and wrestling shows, autograph signings. I've seen her on a bunch of cards advertised.
Yeah, you
I'm surprised.
Act for those, though.
Yeah.
Like, just like get booked and then, you know, get your hot dog and bag of chips and like leave.
She's apparently like still living in Florida too.
Oh.
Yep.
That makes it even all the more puzzling as to why she's not back yet, because
yeah.
I really think they need her.
They found her replacement.
Sadly.
She would have to come in and overtake Lacey Von Erich somehow, and that's just too tall a task for any one individual.
Hey, don't pick on Ashley. Don't pick on that.
But Lacey
right
is life. Hotter, though.
Lacey Von Erich looks like Kelly Kelly.
With less talent.
Ooh.
Quentin Rampage.
We haven't seen her do a cartwheel yet.
Come, go back to the list, Seidelman.
Quentin Rampage Jackson, door killer.
If you haven't seen this, you fail.
Link me, VRM. I'm online.
Hold on.
Ooh.
Go on.
It's just freaking hilarious, thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. So
Rampage Jackson, the what killer?
Door killer.
Quentin
door
Rampage
killer.
Jackson, door killer.
Door killer, okay.
Mr. T in the A-Team movie.
Yep.
Bradley Cooper and Liam Neeson. Nelson? Neeson?
Lovely.
Nielsen?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jesse Neal, TNA's Mikey Whipwreck. Or Mikey Shipwreck.
Or Mikey Suckwreck. Sorry.
No.
Well, anytime
so
Jesse Neal comes up, I have to unleash my bad joke of the day. Since Jesse Neal apparently just couldn't get over and had no talent, I guess Rhino had trouble controlling his semen.
By the way, he re-debuted last night. Did anybody see this?
He found the hair gel along the way, too.
Yes, and actually learned how to swing a steel chair.
Maybe he even got some wrestling gear. You never know.
VRM?
Yeah.
That was freaking epic. That was freaking epic.
By the way, for the game show fans, which makes me twice as sad that Jason isn't here, Ken Basin blows $475,000 on Millionaire.
That's the Steel Cafe made laugh.
The Millionaire lose cue when somebody loses a million.
Mm-hmm.
Suckers.
Hey, what happened to Trista?
I'm right here.
Who else?
Oh, DJ got disconnected again.
He'll be back.
Okay.
And I have a feeling we're going to end up having to start around the horn without Jason. I mean, it's 11. We're already in the second hour.
And we need to do picks for Survivor Series.
Screw the picks, BRM. We'll probably end up doing picks next time we meet. Michael Cole, vintage, oh my, vintage.
To the skull.
You're talking about the 10th anniversary show?
Yes.
Vintage shrimp.
Anytime they stood commentary. South Park creators. Crappy wrestling episode. It's a wrestling-based one, so that's why we're only bashing on this episode.
They couldn't afford WWE guys.
They had Edge.
He did not voice himself, dear.
Oh, okay. I understand.
None of the celebrities voiced themselves.
Edge did not voice himself. Cena did not voice himself. Vince McMahon did not voice himself.
Funny episode, though.
Not really.
It was all right.
No?
It was all right. It's the same lame jokes that every non-fan likes to tell about wrestling.
Yeah. Jeremy Piven and Dr. Ken!
One sound to describe that.
Summerfest.
Yeah.
That don't make no damn sense.
Awesome. When did we get that one?
I didn't.
It's too bad for The Miz next year when he can't be at SummerSlam because they're back in the Staples Center.
Calgary Kid will make a return. And it will be awesome.
Speaking of Canadians, Vancouver WWE fans versus Chris Jericho.
Jericho won.
Falcon punch.
Do your jobs.
Do your fucking job.
Anything to say?
Job.
Yeah. Anything to say about your loyal fans, Trista?
I don't know. That was cool. They just get a little rowdy sometimes, too, into the product.
A little?
Well, imagine if that was HBK in the parking lot.
Someone would have had a knife.
He would have super kicked his way out of it.
It would have been the Syracuse bar fight all over again.
Michelle McCool, blunt fifth grader.
God, I hate Michelle McCool.
I second that.
I third that.
She has one hell of a singing voice, though.
Not really. By the way, let me explain it. Here's the question. This was first grade social studies. What animal is featured on the Great Seal of the United States?
An eagle.
Mickey?
An eagle.
DJ?
An eagle.
Typho?
That would be the great bald eagle.
And VRM?
An eagle.
All five of you are right.
She got that wrong?
Yep.
Are you fucking serious?
Is she
from the great? She said the great seal.
The great seal is on the great seal?
What the
As long as she didn't answer the Great Khali, we're okay.
She almost did.
Fuck off.
Great Khali is a way more acceptable answer than the Great Seal.
Yeah.
It's a good thing she was a science teacher. If she was teaching history, those kids would have been in trouble.
Yes, a whole lot of good that Masters did you, Michelle McCool.
Wow.
SummerSlam at Breaking Point Pirates. Dismal failures.
I wonder why.
People couldn't find Summerfest on their TV. That's what they were looking for.
We have a couple more. One is Hornswoggle, copyright infringer, the turkey of the year.
I just say Hornswoggle in general.
I would have paid a lot of money, though, when a couple of weeks ago when Cena hid Hornswoggle from DX. At the end of the segment, after they left, Hornswoggle comes out and he pulls off the Cena shirt and he's still wearing a DX shirt. I'd have paid a lot of money to see John Cena do the exact same thing.
We have one more on the list, ladies and gentlemen. It's Nikki Haven!
What?
Stunner underseller sold was the worst selling of the stunner ever seen in recorded history.
Apparently, I sold it so bad that I said that was the first time I'd taken a stunner, to which Sharkboy replied, "No, you haven't."
Somewhere, Linda McMahon has her head down, shaking her head.
Vince McMahon's first stunner looked better.
Yep. That's
and
it.
I
those are our turkeys of the year.
But at least
Vince's first stunner was made great by him spasming on the mat after he hit.
We have something to do. Typho, you in?
Go
around
sure
the horn. Nikki?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Krista?
You know it.
DJ?
I'm sorry, what happened?
Around
good
the
enough
horn.
Enough for me, let's go. It's the first word.
I'll do it, because I can do the sound effects.
All right, go for it.
It's the first word.
Yes, he could be our Bill Wolf for the day. We got to do this quickly than usual. Raw at MSG. Boy, they were in an Empire state of mind, weren't they? Sure they were. Lots of memorable stuff happened in that show. What do you think was the most memorable, Typho?
Well, that would have to be Kofi Kingston hitting the boom drop on Randy Orton through the table after they brawled through the crowd and leaving everybody a lasting impression, a Madison Square Garden moment. And making you know Kofi Kingston is here, and he has been elevated.
Nikki?
My vote goes to Vince McMahon and Rowdy Roddy Piper actually locking horns. What I find it even more amusing is that Piper is safe in this segment, the fact that he actually wanted another crack at Vince McMahon. Vince humbly, God help us, admits, he is retired from active wrestling. That is an MSG moment because it's like, oh my God, we're not going to see him wrestle horribly and poor Piper have to stumble through it with him?
Trista or DJ, you know, you guys can jump in whenever the guys stop.
Yes, but you were calling each other's names. You were calling names as we go.
Yeah.
Go, Trista, ladies first.
My favorite moment from Monday was when Hornswoggle got pedigreed, if only from the text message from my friend later that night, which said, "Why is Triple H straddling a midget?" And that will be my favorite moment from Monday. I turned it off right after that because my brother and I were like, there's no way tonight will get any better than this. So we just turned it off. I played video games for like 3 hours after. Yeah, that was
did you play the new video game?
No, I did not. It's amazing as Uh-Oh is. I did not play the Uh-Oh video game.
DJ?
My moment was the Piper promo because you didn't know what he was going to do next. It was like a train wreck. You sensed that you didn't want to look, but you couldn't look away. It reminded me a lot of the off-the-cuff promos that he delivered in WCW. But even those had some order and some semblance to them. These had no order, no semblance, and it was great. Rowdy Roddy Piper is at his best when he doesn't have a script to follow and he just goes and shoots. And it was funny because I think he had notes that were written on his hand that he was supposed to follow. And I don't think he followed those notes very well. And I think the reason that Vince McMahon actually came out, well, I know that he brought him out there, but I think Vince was trying to keep him on track, and you can never keep Roddy Piper on track, and it was glorious.
Quickly now, as I eat. Quickly now. Do you think WWE should at least do 2 Madison Square Garden shows a year? At least the Raw and at least the pay-per-view? quickly, yes or no, and typo.
Yeah, definitely.
Nikki.
Absolutely for the atmosphere.
Trista.
Yes.
DJ.
Yes, because when you think of MSG and wrestling, you think of the WWE.
All right, we've already talked about this story many a times before, but we got to talk about it again. Hogan and TNA. The only thing I could possibly say of it is everybody does this.
Do the Mario swing your arms from side to...
Predictions, DJ?
It gives them credibility outside of the wrestling world. It gives them mainstream publicity. That is, if Hogan is willing to put them over in the public eye. However, I don't see how they're within the wrestling world it's going to make that much of a difference because they're still pulling 1.1s and 1.0s in the ratings. I know when he shows up, that's probably going to make a difference, but he can't wrestle anymore. And who's he going to wrestle with? He's incompatible with AJ Styles. He's incompatible with Daniels and those types of wrestlers. And I frankly don't care to see him against Mick Foley and the Kurt Angles of the world either. So I don't know what they're going to do. They already have enough on-air authority figures with Dixie Carter and with Mick Foley. I just don't see how this is going to work. Then again, I am intrigued. Viewers were confused, yet interested.
Good one, DJ. Trista?
Really don't know how it's going to turn out because it's Hulk Hogan, and if anything, he'll book himself as champion because he can, I guess. It won't make sense like it did in WCW, but whatever. That's what happens when you have someone that doesn't know wrestling in your company, so bad on TNA.
Yes, even though he's been in the wrestling business for 35 years, he still doesn't know the wrestling business.
I'm talking about Dixie Carter, who hired Hulk Hogan, not Hulk Hogan himself.
Oh, excuse me. Ding, ding. Nikki?
I agree that what he's doing right now is generating a short-term buzz because everybody's like, oh, my God, you know, they actually found the money to pay Hogan, which really pisses me off because that just took a whole bunch of money off of everybody else's plate. He's been bragging on Bubba the Love Sponge that he's going to get the book. That scares me even more because, like it was said, that he could just easily say, hey, I want to be champion. Now, I've heard another perspective that he might be the one that's actually going to rein in Vince Russo. Yeah, that worked real well about 10 years ago. It's not going to work. I fear for the guys that are out there right now busting their butts 250 days a year. They've got this huge red and yellow shadow over them now. No matter what he does. Go ahead.
Well, you know something, brother. Whenever Hulk Hogan does officially show up, short of making like Brian Knobbs and Brutus Beefcake a main event feud, there's not a lot at first that he can do to ruin things because he's going to bring publicity, he's going to bring in fans. He'll bring numbers up at least for a little while. It just depends on how long he's going to stay and what exactly it is he's going to do that's going to depend on what direction they go.
That was supposed to be the end of the round sound, but all my around the horn sounds have been deleted except for just one. Scores right now, Typho 9, Nikki, Trista, Ted with 10, DJ 6. Let's go to the next round.
Buy or sell?
DRM?
Well, you just did it, so why am I supposed to, what am I supposed to do?
Just say buy or sell again.
Oh, whatever. Buy or sell!
Buy or sell time, let's keep it moving. First topic! Ye olde Max Kellerman. You remember Max Kellerman, don't you, VRM?
Yes, I do.
At least somebody does.
Back when good answers got 1 point, great answers got 2 points, and there was different amounts of face
and you
for
get
each
muted.
Person. Yeah.
All right, Byron Saxton, he's been on the air a couple of weeks, and he's actually been doing a pretty decent job replacing Matt Stryker, who's moved on to SmackDown, sadly, due to Jim Ross's third bout with Bell's palsy. I just saw him being a good fit for ECW, Typho.
I would definitely buy it. I've gotten to hear a lot of Byron Saxton from FCW. He's got that real sportscaster-type feel to his style and his voice. And on ECW, where you're all about young stars developing and having more matches and segments, that's the kind of guy you need on commentary. And I think he's a good fit, and I hope he stays.
Nikki.
I'm definitely buying into Byron Saxton. The first night I heard him, the first name that popped into my mind is Stuart Scott, the gentleman who made his bones with the ABC affiliate in Orlando, Florida, before he went to ESPN. Saxton is excellent in his position. I will miss Matt Stryker calling hurricane matches.
Trista.
I don't watch ECW, but I'll say good on WWE for hiring someone that has experience as opposed to just putting them out there with no experience whatsoever, like they have been doing.
Warren Mayhew.
Good idea. Sure. Her, Adam Lee, whatever.
Now, the thing about Adam Lee is he had experience.
Not with wrestling.
Good point. Here's a point. DJ.
I'm going to sell because he sounds so much like Josh Matthews, that I can't tell the two of them apart, number one. Number two, Nikki just compared him to Stuart Scott, and I hate Stuart Scott, so that's another point in his disfavor. And number three, there's only one person that should be calling ECW, and he should be calling ECW alone like he was meant to do, and that's Joey Styles.
Joey doesn't want to do it anymore. He doesn't like the crap. That's why he's doing the website.
Well, I want Joey Styles, so that's what matters. Booyah.
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 Did you say booyah?
And that wasn't for Stuart Scott. That was for Jim Cramer.
That's a mute.
That was for Jim Cramer, not Stuart Scott.
I said shut up, you're muted. Next topic. Shane McMahon's reasons for leaving WWE. These are some good reasons.
Because he got some fucking intelligence.
A point to your mother.
Yes, mom gets a point.
What the fuck? My printer just printed out four blank pages. What the hell?
You gotta turn the paper over now.
Here's everything that you need to know from this month's Power Slam magazine. In words of one WWE insider who had once had daily contact with Vince, Vince would treat Shane horribly during AJ meetings. He would yell at Shane, saying things like, "Weren't you paying attention for the last half an hour to what I was saying? I mean, God damn it, Shane." Others say that if Stephanie or Vince went off on a writer or agent, Shane would step in and take the side of the person who had somehow incurred his dad or his sister's wrath. Then Vince's anger would be directed toward Shane. The writer or agent out of favor would instantly be forgotten. Shane did this on one of occasion. I don't know if he did this to provoke or rebel against his father or to save the poor agent or writer who was being unprofessionally talked down to. And this guy also saw Stephanie smile of glee when his father was berating her brother on many an occasion. And according to one former WWE employee, Shane knows about the world outside of wrestling and MMA. And much of this can be attributed to his wife, Marissa. She is the only one in the family that is from outside the wrestling world and has brought Shane back into the real world. Shane is normal in a way that none of the McMahons are. He's the only McMahon to have contacts outside of wrestling and D-list Hollywood celebrities, and that gives him an edge. Buy or sell Shane's reasons for leaving, Nikki.
I think that's an absolute buy. There is only so much of that you can take. And I'll even pull Mick Foley into this example. How many nights can you sit there and get screamed at before you realize that you're just not going to go anywhere? Shane O'Mac has so many opportunities outside of the wrestling business despite his name being McMahon. He doesn't necessarily have to go to MMA. If he's got all these Hollywood contacts, who knows where he's going to land? where he's going to show up, he's going to show up with a smile on his face as the only man with a face gene.
Yes. By the way, welcome to the show, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you. I just finished dinner with a relative friend of mine, and yes, I was part of the 20,000 maniacs who were in MSG this past week. It was amazing.
Yes, it was.
It was unbelievable. One of the most strongest Raws in months. And it was really, really a lot of fun to be around. Could you raise them in the place?
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
And
what are we talking
about? First, we have to do around the horn now because we're running out of time. So. Sorry about that, Jason. Trista, over to you. Buy or sell Shane leaving WWE and his reasons why.
I buy it, and I think it's really sad because it's one thing to be yelled at by an employee, but when your employee's your father and belittling you like that in front of your employees, like, I just don't think that's good for the family or for the business, and you don't want that to rub off on, you know, future generations who could run the company. So good for Shane for finally giving them all the big fuck you and getting out of there.
EJ.
I'm buying this 100% because Shane has long been considered to be the most approachable McMahon, the most level-headed McMahon. And the wrestling industry, the wrestling business, has long been considered a little bit of a bizarro world in the sense that unacceptable behavior is actually the norm. If you're out from outside of the business and you come into the business, if you don't show a lot of interest, then you're disrespectful to the business. But at the same time, if you show so much interest, if you show that you're a fan, then you're dismissed as nothing more than a mark. A lot of the backstage stories that I've heard regarding Vince McMahon and regarding Stephanie and their treatment of employees has been deplorable. And as a McMahon, as somebody that's their own flesh and blood, for them to treat Shane McMahon the same way as they treat everybody else, I think is disgusting. And I applaud Shane for leaving WWE and trying to make a mark outside of the wrestling world and make a name for himself. And you know what? I think that Shane has the contacts, like that was stated in this magazine article, and he has the personality to do it on his own, and I wish him the best, and I hope that he succeeds and throws it back in their faces.
Typo.
I'll buy it, definitely. I mean, there's a reason that for the last several years it's just pretty much been a known fact among people that Stephanie and Triple H are the heir apparents once Vince steps down. That's because, one, Shane didn't want really anything to do with it, and two, because he knew if him and Stephanie were in power together, who was going to have the final say. Everything that he's done since he's moved over to, like, his president of the media or whatever department it is that he was the head of, he's done to get away from that segment of his family and of the company because he knows how he's going to be treated, and it was a smart move to go.
Next topic. Rey Mysterio's knee, he's injured it again, and he's working hurt. Rumors are speculating that he'll have to go in for surgery and miss his third WrestleMania. This is third out of four, by the way. And more rumors are speculating that he might even, Vince is extremely angry about this because he might retire. Buy or sell Rey Mysterio, that Rey Mysterio should retire to save his health. Trista?
Absolutely buy it. If there's anything I think we learned over the last 2 years, I think if someone needs time off, then you should give them some time off and not keep pressuring them to stay on the road for their own sanity. If the dude wants to take time off and get knee surgery, then he needs to take time off and get knee surgery, and I don't think he should be frowned upon if he wants to do so.
DJ.
I'm going to buy it. It's one thing if it's a one-time instance in which you get hurt and you have to have surgery, okay, you come back. But if it's a recurring scenario that happens over and over and time and time again, then you really need to take a step back and evaluate it without any emotion involved and make an educated decision on your health and your future. And in terms of wrestling, for somebody like Rey Mysterio, whose moveset is high impact and high flying, and you depend on a lot of those things on your offense to distinguish yourself from other wrestlers because of your size, well, then, if you have knee surgery constantly and you're in poor health, then either your moveset is going to suffer and you're just not going to stand out from the rest of the crowd, or if you do continue to use the same moves over and over again, then it's likely you're going to end up back on the surgery table again. So I would buy this, definitely. He needs to take care of himself.
Typo.
I'm definitely buying because, first off, I mean, he's had I don't even know how many knee operations now, and if it's hurt again and needs surgery again, there's no way he needs to be wrestling anymore. And just like
he's on operation number five, by the way.
With his style and the style that everyone expects to see from him, I mean, it would just be more than overstaying his welcome if he stays anymore.
Nikki, take us home.
I'm buying it, and mainly because of how Vince is acting about this. We just spoke about the unacceptable behavior at the top here. Why is Vince mad at the fact that that Rey Mysterio has been busting his ass for 15 plus years and amazing crowds and selling merchandise? Vince is going to take a hit in the wallet, but you can't put a price on an individual's health. We tried that. Look what happened to Eddie.
That's the end of round one, and it's first cut time. Let's see here. Typho, 15, you're sticking around. Nikki, Trista, you have 17. You guys are sticking around. And EJ, you only have 14. What's the deal?
In the immortal words of John Bradshaw Layfield from ECW One Night Stand 2, kiss my ass. This show
is the best show in the world.
Thank goodness for the mute button, right?
It's perfect timing, too.
I want to do the whoosh sound.
Yeah, it's around the horn, and after two rounds, here's how we stand. Trista and Nikki have 17. Typho has 15. And DJ can kiss my ass. This show is the best in the world.
It's out of bounds.
Let's talk about some Briscoes. Some good old Briscoe boys. Apparently they had a tryout at the ECW SmackDown taping. Their size isn't that big of a deal, but what about the way they work and the way they, their injuries? So, do you see them going to the WWE, going to TNA, or staying at Ring of Honor, Trista?
I kind of hope they stay in Ring of Honor just because I don't want to see what WWE and TNA would do to them, and I don't know why they would sign them because their style is so different from what they usually look for in tag teams, and they're both ugly as sin, which I don't know why that matters, but it's that distinguishes them, I guess, from the other tag teams. But style-wise, I don't think it's something WWE is really that interested in, and injury-wise, if they're going to hire one Briscoe over the other, then they should go with Jay just because he has his teeth.
Typho?
There's no way the WWE signs them. One, if Nigel McGuinness couldn't pass their health exam, the pre-screen, there's no way. I think it'd be Mark, probably. No way he could pass it. And their styles don't work. But TNA, maybe. But I see them staying in Ring of Honor. But if they were to go to WWE, it's simple. Drop the E from their name. Illegitimate bastard sons of Gerald Briscoe.
Nikki?
It's that thought alone that would keep me, that would make me pray that they don't get signed by WWE. But then again, half the things I'm thinking of aren't PG, so they might be able to survive. Unfortunately, their look is not something that the WWE can really use. These boys are a pair of scary monsters, anyway. Keep them in Ring of Honor. I don't think TNA probably wouldn't be a good place for them either.
Trista, 21, you're staying around. We have a tie between Nikki and Typho with 19. Bonus question to Typho.
Okay.
Is Robert Q. Seidelman the sexiest man alive?
Oh, my God, I'm kidding.
Oh,
run, Typho, run.
Damn you, Shelton Benjamin.
Damn you, Shelton Benjamin is the correct answer. You are sticking around, Typho. Nikki, you're gone. All right.
That was scary. You didn't even ask Nikki a question to defend herself.
That's the entire point of the bonus question, but you're going to the showdown, Trista.
Oh, I want Nikki. She didn't get to defend herself.
Neither do the people on Around the Horn.
True. I'll do it for the computer.
As BRM tries out for American Idol. We have Typho, first time here, and we have Trista, multiple time being here.
Mod versus mod.
Yes.
Loser gets banned. Or not.
The only thing that's for sure, everybody gets banned.
As again, I am from Nikki. First topic. Mickey was sent a message this night on SmackDown. She lost the match to Layla. Oh, by the way, you want to know what the reasons are? Please just say yes so we could have a show.
Please tell us.
Trista?
Absolutely, I want to know.
VRM? Disembodied voice?
Sure, I want to know too.
All right, here we go, from PW Insider Audio Update. So, Jason, you probably know about this.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Tonight's segment on SmackDown features Mickie James was designed to send a message to her that she should put wrestling first. WWE aren't happy. WWE isn't happy that Mickie is going outside of the company for a country music career and believes she's heading down the same path as the likes of The Rock and Stacey Keibler, who let their outside endeavors overtake their WWE commitments. The segment was also designed to send a message about her weight. What do you put more credence in, her outside endeavors or her weight, Trista?
If you're going to criticize someone with how they look, then they might as well put their interests into their outside endeavors. I think if she wants to go for country music, she should, but calling her a pig on TV, while not the most mature thing, it's probably the cheapest thing they could do to get Michelle McCool, like, the littlest bit of reaction, which is probably why they did it, because she can't get heat to save her life, so.
Info?
Anything that gives us Michelle McCool singing on TV is not something I want to be a part of, but, making fun of her weight and that kind of stuff, they're stealing WrestleCrap Forum material, apparently, now, and, if that's how she's going to be treated, she might as well just go ahead and leave.
Yes, the weight jokes are stealing WWE material. Typho is right, so he gets a point. Ding. Next up, Trista, you're in trouble.
Shit.
We're talking TNA.
I'll manage.
No! Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, public service announcement. Please do not drink and sit watching Deadliest Catch. It's very dangerous to your health. With that said, let's get back to this.
Your soul.
It's only because you're physically attracted to Sig Hansen.
Oh, I had a really good dinner. You want me to puke?
Sorry, let's get this back on track. Jesse Neal made her return to TNA. His return, excuse me. Thankfully, there's only 16 minutes left in the show. Jesse Neal made his return to TNA with a new look that could be best described as going through a title defense mode on Punch-Out. See, smell any success for the new and improved Jesse Neal, Trista, or Typho?
Just because he's aligned with Rhino and Team 3D, he's going to have some level of success. Still, we really don't know what he can do in the ring since he was booked to look inept last time, so we're just going to have to wait and see, but I think he will have some level of success now.
Trista?
I wouldn't be able to point this guy out in a cop lineup, so I'll say teaming with Rhino is good, and good luck to him.
I'm confused in this one. Jason, who do you think argued it better, Trista or Typho?
I couldn't pull out Jesse Neal in a cop lineup, so I want to see the third topic. Give it to Trista.
You're right. Typho, you win. It's a sweep. Sorry, Tristan. Typo, 30 seconds to yours.
Well, what other way should I use my 30 seconds but to talk about my man Vance Archer? Vance Archer has debuted on ECW, former Lance Hoyt from TNA, from right here in Dallas, Texas. I saw him debut back in 2000 in front of about 15 people. It was a great moment, and I'm seeing a future world heavyweight champion because he's intense, he's got new pants, a new haircut, and he looks like Charlie Haas.
Good grief.
Best FaceTime ever, Typho. Well done.
Like I said last week, if you want to jump on the Vance Archer bandwagon, you got to hook onto my back because I'm leading the way.
Good grief.
By the way, Jason, you missed out on our epic top 25 turkeys of the year list.
Oh, God. Okay. Can you give me some examples, and I can quickly comment on them?
Well, if you're going to quickly comment on them, we'll give you the entire list of 24.
Okay. Oh, you want me to add one?
Yeah. No, you want me? No, I want you to add your comments to this. Are you ready?
Go for it. Very quickly.
PTI style.
Okay.
Number one is Stanny Kroenke, no faith owner.
Huh? Oh, well, yeah, he was a bit of a turkey there with the idea of the whole moving of the Denver stuff. But actually, WWE gets a minor turkey as well for doing this also and making Batista look like a doofus.
Okay.
All right, number
two, Rocka Khan, crazy jilted lady.
You know, women and relationships, that just went bad all around. Kurt Angle comes out looking, smelling like a rose, and she does not come out very good there.
Lauren Mayhew, extremely crappy announcer.
Oh, God. I could do her announcing gig stoned with my testicles in a vice grip. Okay. No. But seriously though, she's very bad. And what really, and Nikki and I were talking about this on Tuesday. Her voice is too sing-songy, and it's not good for the announcing gig. Passionless, which is no good. Next,
yeah. Same trap Lillian Garcia fell into since she was the singer.
I'm sorry?
Kind of the same trap Lillian fell into at sometimes, her being a singer and all?
No, it's not that. She's just not good. Lillian Garcia was good, but she got better. Mayhew was coming in with a lot less talent.
Okay.
Now. So go on.
All right. Number four, Scotty Goldman. Cabana's dimmest moment.
Huh? Skip that one for me. I don't know much about what you're talking about.
Cole Cabana in the WWE?
That was just bad marketing by WWE, not Golden's fault.
Okay. Kid Rock, musically no-sold at WrestleMania 25.
Edited off the DVD, that's very good because that's 10 minutes, which could have been put to better use, like actually introducing the Divas, for example, which is another turkey moment of that WrestleMania. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, how about Mickey Rourke, an impressive puncher?
That was just a bad creative clusterfuck all around.
Yeah.
When you had a potential for something really cool that turned out not as good as it should have been.
By the way, we do have some non-wrestling things, like I warned you about Balloon Boy's parents.
Yeah. Oh, good grief. Yeah, let's get on a reality show by causing national panic and national news void by sending up a condom in the middle of the air. Yeah, okay, that's good.
Al Sharpton, political panderer guest host.
Worst guest host on there. Sorry, Jeremy Piven. And by the way, lowest rated guest host so far of the guest host era. Tied with Ricky Hatton, I believe.
Yeah, tied with Ricky Hatton for ratings, but for total viewers, Ricky Hatton is worse.
Yes, but still.
Yeah.
Al Sharpton should have never been there. The next four guest hosts would be very good. Those are, I believe, Jesse Ventura, Mark Cuban, Vern Troyer, and Dennis Miller. All have potential to be very good. Next.
Carrie Prejean, opposite marriage supporter.
Skip that because I think she got trapped. I think Kelly Prejean has a right, no disrespect, Robert, but she has a right to her opinion just as much as everybody else.
Yeah.
Perez Hilton has a right, have a right to ask the question. However, she has a right to answer the same way.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's just my. You
okay.
know. Next.
Also, it helps when you make a sex tape.
Oh well, yes, of course it does help to make a sex tape. Yes.
Lacey Von Erich, second gen Barbie doll.
Lacey Von Erich needs to learn a little bit of manners, thank you very much. when you are replacing Angelina Love, you go trashing the person who you just replaced when you have the wrestling skills of a turnip. Sorry. It's the truth. She does not. She sucks in more ways than one. Next.
Hey.
Dragon Gate monkey scandal.
Huh?
The monkey from Dragon Gate? When they taped explosives on the monkey's back?
Oh, please. That was just dumb. Next.
Yeah. Rosa Mendez, bad wrestler, worst ring announcer.
No, you know, Rosa Mendez, you know, she has not really lived up to her potential. And the fact her gimmick is even getting worse as, what is it, what the hell is his name? Zack Ryder's Valley Girl, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, you know, shopping doofus doesn't really bode well for her career. Next.
And by the way, there's one fact that you're missing in all of this. And what fact would that be, Trista?
She's Canadian.
She is Canadian? I did not know that.
She's a deep
yes.
girl.
Okay.
Angelina Love, illegal TNA worker in America.
That was dumb on her part. I'm sorry. When you are a Canadian, no disrespect, Trista, and you're coming into the United States, you got to learn to have your papers in order.
Unless you're
you have to have your papers in order. Just as much as Rey Mysterio should have had his prescription papers done. That's another bit of a little turkey action there.
Yeah.
Ray,
by the way, you're going to love this next one, Jason. I know you watch The Ultimate Fighter.
Yes, I do.
Quentin Rampage Jackson, door killer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, put it to you this way. They have a beeline to the Home Depot. I mean, Quentin has, you know, he stunk as a coach. In his most recent Playboy interview, he said he absolutely hated the coaching job. So never give him a coaching job again. And I
by the way, this is his second go as a coach for the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, and he sucked both times. And I hope
Rampage versus Team Forest, if I remember correctly, was the first one.
Yeah, but I believe Rashawn Evans needs to just knock his sorry ass out, period. Next.
Jesse Neal. Remember when he got brought in?
Yeah, I know who he is. You know what? That's, I think, just bad creative work and the way they booked him sort of stuff. I think he may have the potential and stuff, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully his face won't be on a milk carton anytime soon.
I know you
Anything
have some
else?
Stuff to say about this. Ken Basin blowing $475,000 on Millionaire.
Yeah. If you don't get an egotistical prick on a game show by missing his stuff, just don't go for it for the sake of going for it. So give me the million and blowing it. Biggest game show turkey this year, without a doubt. Yeah.
Even a bigger turkey than the Tournament of Ten?
Yes. When you have one person out of ten went for it, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And that guy won the million.
Yep, and he gets the million. Anyway, any more?
Yes, by the way, he also gets an asterisk on that as well. Yeah. Michael Cole, vintage, oh my vintage, vintage bragging rights.
Michael Cole, I really think that 2010, he's gone. I really think that they don't like his work. and we're going to see somebody. I would love to see a partnership. How about Matt Stryker and Jerry Lawler on Raw? How's that for a combination right there?
But that's two color people. I don't know if that's going to work.
Stryker, I think can I think Stryker can evolve to a play-by-play guy.
I love him better as color, though, and I reiterate, I miss him on ECW because he is the man to call hurricane matches.
South Park creators.
Yeah.
I'll put a logo of the wrestling episode. This is a wrestling-based one.
Oh, that one? You know what? That's fine. I had no problem with it. You know, no big deal.
Jeremy Piven and Dr. Ken.
Oh, please. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's just piss on the legacy of WWE with Piven and stuff. Just terrible, the worst example of people who actually don't know the stuff and just really hated the product.
Vancouver WWE fans versus Chris Jericho.
You know what? I don't give them a turkey at all. I give Chris Jericho props because if you can get your fans to actually go and try to attack you, you're doing your job right. I give the turkey award to the security or lack thereof at the center there.
How about this one? We're going back to game shows, but it's wrestling-based as well. Michelle McCool, utter failure on Fifth Grader.
We knew she was dumb. She's just banging the Undertaker just to get ahead. Next. Go ahead.
SummerSlam and Breaking Point buy rates.
This is just a pattern. This is not a turkey. This is just a bad, an example of bad buy rates all around. The WWE, if they don't continue, correct their slide, is in, seriously bad trouble.
Our turkey of the year, Hornswoggle.
No, my turkey of the year, honestly speaking, is the WWE creative and financial teams for raising the buy rate, for raising the cable rates, $5 extra per pay-per-view. And this also goes to TNA, especially in an economic downturn when we have 10% stuff. You're not going to get an increase in buy rates by raising the prices. You cut the prices to $29.95 a year, and then what you do is you make matches that are worthy for the pay-per-view. That's my turkey of the year, to be honest.
We also had one more, and that was Nikki Haymon's stunner underseller.
Oh, no. No. She's a
no. That's supposed to be the fun one, poke fun at the co-host, stuff like that, like
well,
they did the Will Bond last year.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I will actually poke fun at myself because I actually had to clean up more raw meat this past weekend as an announcer. So no, but honestly though, I will also add just the idea. I will just add a personal turkey, though, to the WWE community for trying to take away Twitter feeds from their wrestlers. And instead of, you remember this one, Nikki, right?
Oh, yeah. They actually went out, the WWE had taken consideration into actually starting to monitor Twitter or possibly, force the wrestlers to start twittering in character,
yeah,
because they were afraid of what some of these guys would say, citing in particular when Chavo went on a tirade on some fans.
Yes,
right.
Started
okay.
on him about the whole Hornswoggle thing.
All right, bye. I hate to do this to you guys, but we're out of time.
Already?
Quick announcement: no show next week because of Thanksgiving. We'll be back December 4th.
Thanksgiving.
1 hour program. Thank you, VRM, Typho, Nikki, DJ, Jason, and Trista Timpson. By the way, North American Wrestling Connection, back December 4th. Game Show Garbage will have a new message board up as well on December 4th, along with a new update. We'll have a new update up this evening. Robert Solomon, see you next time. Bye.
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 Night.
Good night, everybody.